Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Good morning, Raul. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys. Well, like, you know, like how earlier on you guys were talking about the makeup points right here in Georgia?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was wondering, I see, like, I just moved to this state, and, like, I was wondering if you guys could, like, let me know, like, which ones are the good places right here.
The good makeout places?
Yeah.
Anywhere our phone screener Sean's been drinking seems to have good success for a lot of people.
I mean, like, that's the usual, but, like, something special, you know?
We have tried this before, and we haven't had a lot of success. I can try it again. Raul, where are you originally from?
Well, like, I come from New Mexico.
Okay.
New Mexico.
Yeah.
Did you say that you were new to Atlanta or new to the country?
New to Atlanta.
New to Atlanta.
What you have is a New Mexico accent?
Well, no, like I'm from Honduras, though.
Okay, that's where I was getting at. Yeah, okay.
You're not Honduras.
Originally from Honduras. It's New Mexico here.
It's right outside of Taos.
Yeah, pretty much, you know.
What Raul wants to know is he's new to Georgia, and no doubt because he's got the Honduran accent, women are all over him, and he wants to find great makeout places around Atlanta. What part of town do you live in?
Well, like, let's just say, like, right on downtown.
Around downtown.
What about that drive-in movie place that you featured? Didn't you feature? Is that your summer fun list?
Yeah, but I think that was my fifth thing, and I was just scrapping for one, so I don't remember much.
You don't
about
remember
it.
If it's really good, but there is a drive-in movie theater.
Movie theater?
It's a drive-in.
Okay, and like, where's that at?
It's called the Starlight Drive-In.
Okay.
So you can get directions from wherever you're coming from.
Okay.
Let me ask, maybe Burt Show community will rally around you. 404-741-Q100. It doesn't have to necessarily be downtown Atlanta.
Yeah, it can be like around downtown, you know?
It could be, but if it's not, you might have to drive a little bit for a good makeout place. And we've tried this before, and we never get a whole bunch of calls on it because I just don't know that people, like, find old dirt roads and stuff to go down and make out anymore. Or if there's, like, a really romantic spot. Like, people used to go and watch the planes land and make out there. I just don't know that those places exist anymore.
Because, well, was it, like, over there in New Mexico, like, we had, like, the mountain views. Like, that was perfect, you know?
Yeah, every hometown had one. Like I said earlier this morning when we were talking about that story, Dictionary Hill in San Diego, Spring Valley, was the place that you wanted to go make out. You go up to Dictionary Hill, and that was the place to go. I don't know that we have those here.
I'm wondering if people don't want to give up their secrets.
Maybe.
Like if that's their secret cool place to go make out, they don't want to tell everybody.
Maybe we've
about
already
it.
Said it. Maybe it's Ippolito's.
Scalini's.
Scalini's. Well, if Wendy goes, we meet the Scalini's. I'll go.
I didn't understand that. Did you guys get that?
Mm-mm.
I didn't get it.
Uh-uh.
Let me take some more calls.
He's from New Mexico. I can't understand his accent. he's speaking New Mexican.
Kimberly, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hole in the wall at 2 a.m.
Nobody's heard of that place. All right.
And you don't even need to know the person you're making out with. Yay. No, you don't.
Most likely they use a fake ID to get in anyway.
Hey, Rob, you're on Q100.
Hey, what's going on? High Falls has some good spots. They got, like, trails and things and places out there.
Where's that?
High Falls.
Where is that? Is that downtown?
No, that's heading, like, toward Griffin out 75.
You got to really want to make out with somebody if you're going to go from downtown to Griffin. You better
really. Yeah, you really don't want to go up, like, Starlight. That's a ghetto area and really not the best make-out place.
Because if you drive too far, chances are the girl you're with is tipsy, and then she falls asleep in the car. No, hold on. Seriously, it's right off of here somewhere.
Right.
It's up near Helen.
Minutes seem like hours when you're in that far, too.
You mean mini Germany?
Yeah.
How many calls coming in for this? We have tried this before with the same results.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just wait a sec.
It's an apartment complex on Buford Highway where you can park in the shadows and watch the cops.
Have you done that recently?
Maybe.
Hey, Jason.
I'm a romantic.
Yes.
What's up, man?
Not a whole lot. If you go, if you take Roswell Road down past the Chick-fil-A, where it turns into the two lanes that go one way into downtown Roswell, right on the right-hand side of the road, there's a little gravel road that pulls off and goes over a big rock face, and it overlooks the river. Really private, really secluded. You could probably get away with a lot more than making out.
Nice.
You're just going to hide behind that rock and jack up people when they come there, aren't you?
Well, there's all kind of places and different views you can go. You can go to Jones Bridge Park. You can go to Medlock Bridge Park. Any place along the river is usually pretty quiet because the people are going down the river and passing you right by.
You got pretty good experience in this whole thing.
Well, man, I'm born and raised here 31 years. I got to find some place to go, right?
All right, so the number one place on your list would be where?
Over there off of Roswell Road, just as it turns into the downtown traffic ways, there's a place right there on the right-hand side of the road, overlooks the river real pretty, take a bottle of wine, some cheese, whatever. Have a great time.
Beautiful. Thank you.
This no man's a rockin'.
Hell yeah.
Don't come a knocking.
Good morning, Q100. Great make-out places in Atlanta.
Yeah, I've actually got two really good ones. The Comp behind the old Comp USA across from Neiman Marcus at Lenox Mall, there's a little abandoned parking lot right there.
Yeah.
Oh, fabulous. especially during the day.
Are the girls you're taking there, are they conscious?
Oh, yeah. She was very, she wasn't conscious after we were, never mind. Anyway, and the second one.
Hell yeah. Hey,
the second one was way on, baby. Hello.
Say that one more time.
The little baseball dugout at Chastain late at night.
Oh,
that's a good one.
You know,
that's fabulous.
I thought back in the day that fantasy wouldn't really meet the expectation, like having sex on the dugout or on the 50-yard line. But it does.
It does. Oh, it
really?
Does.
It does.
It's
yeah.
Very.
You did
very
it on the 50-yard line.
I did.
Where?
In my high school.
At your high school?
With Debbie Pierce, she brought a cooler of watermelon shots out with us. Also, that was that was a cool night.
Did you bring a blanket? Or were you on the grass?
We were on the grass. She brought a blanket. She surprised me with the whole night. I think at one point we were probably talking about our fantasies, and I probably said something like the dugout. So one weekend it was the dugout in high school, and the next weekend it was the 50-yard line.
Combining your two favorite things.
Sports and sex.
And grass.
Your game is way on, baby. You had me at hello.
Good morning, Q100.
Hey, this is Christine. This is more giving away, I guess, sort of a secret of mine from when I was in high school, 9th, 10th grade. My boyfriend and I used to go make out at a place called Murphy Candler Park.
Sure.
It's kind of over by the Perimeter Mall area, and it's real pretty. There's a lake. There's lots of wooded areas, real cool. But one distinct memory that I had when I was in 10th grade is we were walking along there, actually without the intention to make out that time, but very distinctly, not, concealed by anything, was this couple under a blanket going at it.
Just out in the open?
Out in the open, I swear. They were on top of a blanket and a blanket over them, and that's it. They weren't behind trees. They weren't behind bushes. So I figure if someone can get away with having sex in public there, you can definitely get away with, sneaking into the foliage and making out a little bit.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, you want to go sneak into the foliage?
I want to sneak into your foliage.
Your game is way on, baby.
Hey, Jonathan, you're
on
Q100.
Yeah, they call me the foliage sneaker for a reason.
What's going on, Jonathan?
Oh, not much. I've got a great makeout place.
All right, solid makeout places around Atlanta.
It's not so much, it's not illegal, but just don't get caught. There's a certain parking deck at a, let's say, prestigious art school in Atlanta.
You got to give us a little more detail than that, or else this doesn't work.
If you go to SCAD, and go up on the parking deck,
they
usually have it roped off, or you can just walk up there, and it's a great view of the city, and nobody's ever up there.
Really?
That's right there, right over the interstate, so I bet you get to see Midtown and Downtown.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful up there.
Is there any foliage to sneak into?
Maybe some grass going through the concrete, but no good foliage.
It's a great suggestion. Thank you.
Maybe you could bring your own,
foliage, like a potted plant.
Well, wear it on a hat. It'll just be a bush.
Like hunters do.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Hey, I'm hunting rabbits. I'm a FUD.
Other calls. Homes being built make great makeout places.
Ew, except all the construction comes with.
Well, it depends how done the house is.
That's true. But you know how construction sites always have like big like QT cups full of pee?
Do you know construction workers poop in your walls?
Yes!
I have heard that.
I told you guys about Shay's house.
The guy pooped in her wall?
He did that to them. a contractor that was kind of bitter.
Did they? Oh, really? It was bitter at Shea?
They were bitter at them when they were redoing a part of their house and pooped in a bucket and left it behind the walls. The other contractor that had to come in and finish the work found it.
Really?
Yes, as well as QT cups filled with urine.
Serious?
Serious.
See, I just heard that they just get into the space between the walls and bing, 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 bing. And that's it.
Just
in market.
Drop a deuce?
Yes.
The Burt Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Madonna A-Rod story just won't go away.
Yeah, Us Weekly is reporting today that a friend of Alex Rodriguez says that he was falling for Madonna 6 months ago, that he was exchanging text messages with her while he was dining in Miami. He kept smiling and kind of acting like a little kid. And A-Rod supposedly told his friend that he was in love with her, and his friend thought he was kidding, but he wasn't. He also said that she is my blanking soulmate, dude. And then we're also hearing that he's throwing an all-star party Monday night in New York City and that Madonna is on the guest list, but we don't really expect her to show up at the club. It's called 4040.
I wonder if it's more of a rule than it is the exception. A-Rod's wife, this is a New York Yankee dude. He's a stud baseball player, and he's rich. I mean, loaded, stupid loaded. Like, he signed two, like, 10-year contracts over his career for, like, $150 million, $200 million each.
Yeah, I think the latest one was around $250 million.
He's the highest paid player in pro baseball.
Mm-hmm. So let's just assume, with endorsements and all that, let's lowball it and say he's worth $500 million.
Lowballing it.
Lowballing it, say $500 million. Well, the rumor is that his wife knew she was going to be filing the papers for the divorce on Tuesday. So Monday, she goes out on a massive shopping spree.
She did?
She did. That's what Wendy reported to us yesterday.
Cynthia's so, kind of smart.
Cynthia knows, man. I mean, this guy's worth $500 million. I know I'm going to get half of this, but before that even happens, I'm going to go out. I'm going to spend some extra cash before I file the paper. So here's my question for y'all. Are there other women listening, or even men that have been the victim of this, that you found out, or you did, you went on the shopping spree the day before you knew you were going to the attorney to file for divorce? You're like, look, he's got money. I know it. I'm going to only get half, only, so I might as well go out and spend what I can now. So you went on a crazy shopping spree or bought yourself something over the top before you actually went and filed for the divorce.
Well, she was actually smart, even smarter, because she's not going to get half. She signed a prenuptial agreement before she married him.
Oh, she did. So yes. Which would even, like, give her more incentive.
Right.
And more
exactly.
To go out.
Well, there's a
she's
lawyer.
She's not getting half.
There's a lawyer on the radio or on TV the other day who made the statement, if she signed the prenuptial agreement, depending on when they got married, you know what year they got married and how it relates to his contracts?
I don't.
If she signed a prenuptial agreement that was based on a salary that was grossly different than the salary he has now, that prenuptial agreement may be null and void.
Really?
So she would have access to the new contract.
Let's say he was making $1 million a year.
Maybe he was in the minors when they met and he was, you know, bouncing from small town to small town.
I don't think they've been married that long.
So, but I mean, if he's just an average paid baseball player, so he's making $2 million a year and that's the lifestyle they're used to. One beautiful home, some luxury cars and great vacations, right? Then they sign a prenuptial agreement based on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then his salary goes up so amazingly high that her lifestyle is now drastically different than it was when they got married. Mm-hmm. They could argue that prenuptial agreement is invalid.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here while y'all are talking, waiting for the phone lines to light up. Because when you say, is there anybody that's ever... Yeah, run up the credit card before you went and filed for divorce? Mm-hmm. Yes, of course.
We got a couple.
Yeah.
Hey, Katie.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so the divorce was imminent, and was it you that went out and you decided, okay, I'll go on the shopping spree now before I file?
No, I was babysitting for a lady, and she was going to actually file for divorce from her husband, and she went out and bought a Mercedes convertible. like a $90,000 Mercedes convertible before she filed for divorce and went shopping and everything.
Dang.
That's the divorce trophy right there.
Yeah, she's driving that around all happy.
Good morning, Q100.
Hi.
Hi.
Am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
Oh, okay. Oh. I went on a trip to Italy, and he didn't pay for the whole thing. But while I was there, I went on a big shopping spree and bought myself things from, like, the name brand stores over there, Prada, and a Louis Vuitton, and hid it in the separation of our finances.
So you went out, and how long before you filed the papers did you go on that shopping spree?
They were filed, but we hadn't decided on how we were going to split everything up.
So did you go to Italy by yourself, or did y'all go to Italy after you filed?
I went with my best friend.
Okay.
And that's even more dangerous because she's just like inciting the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you remember when he did this? Buy another bag.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was called my I'm getting a divorce purse.
The what?
It was called my I'm getting a divorce purse.
Oh, I'm getting a divorce purse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When that woman referred to the Mercedes that she got as her divorce trophy, it made me remember that I actually know someone who wears a piece of jewelry. It's a bracelet that she bought. She had a custom made right before the divorce was done and everything, and it was going to be a fair split of assets, and she had more than him. So she's like, I'm going to go out and buy this, and then the cash... It was enough to significantly impact the cash in their account. So he got less cash, and she wears it proudly.
I did find out this couple was married for 5 years.
5 years.
And that there's a rumor that she had an affair with Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that one should be a gift. You should be a big... it's Lenny Kravitz. He's like anybody else.
Well, Lenny Kravitz, Madonna. I mean, if you're going to... Yeah.
I'd be proud.
But Lenny
if my wife went out tomorrow and had an affair with Lenny Kravitz and I lost my wife to Lenny Kravitz, I'd say, look, y'all, I never had a chance with Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz.
I wasn't doing anything wrong. He's golden.
Lenny Kravitz has already come out and said no.
He did.
Oh, has he?
He let her use his house in Paris, and he wasn't even there at the time, supposedly. And he's like, look, she's a friend. There's all this drama going on. I knew she was coming to Europe. I said, stay at my house. I was in Miami.
Well,
that's
both
what Madonna said, too.
Yeah, they're both drama because, they're claiming affairs with people they never touched.
Hey, Priscilla, you're on Q100.
Morning.
Good morning.
So, I'm my husband's second wife, and I wasn't involved directly with this, but the day before his ex-wife went and filed for a divorce, she took his credit cards and ran those up, and then she went and spent half the money in their bank account. So when I married him, I married into a great deal of debt.
I bet you did.
Yeah.
I bet you did. That sucks.
Yeah, that's love.
Things get so nasty so
quick. That's love.
Hey, Lena, you're on Q100. Good morning.
Yes, hi. I'm not directly involved. Like, I worked at a restaurant, and it was a guy. He would come in, spend like $10 every day and leave like a $200, $300 tip every day. And I asked him, I was like, well, can you leave me so much money every day? And he was like, because I'm going through a divorce. And if I spend all my money now, my wife can't get any.
Oh, that's wild.
So he was giving you $300 tips on a $10 bill.
Yes, like every single day.
Wow. Better you than her.
That's spiteful.
He was like, I'm trying to spend all my money because if she gets everything, there won't be anything for her to have.
So either way, he's losing the money, but he'd rather give it to a complete stranger than give it to the ex.
That's funny.
The Bird Show.
We need specifically guys.
Because I read Cosmo magazine, and a lot of the different articles in there are apparently supposedly written by guys to give us girls advice or to give us insight into the guy's mind or figure out how you guys think or what you're thinking or what's going on behind the scenes. So I'm just posing this because sometimes I think these are actually written by women. So I'm wondering if there's any truth to these articles. And this one is love questions that every guy asks himself.
Was there something in there that tipped you off? Like, there's just no way that this can be right.
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple of different conversations in here. Like, basically, they separate it between on a first date, guys ask himself these following questions. And then they say before he decides to get serious with a girl, he asks himself these questions. And then before getting married, he asks himself these questions. But sometimes I think that they're written by women.
All right. So you're asking guys if it's true, what you read in this article is true or not.
Exactly.
Okay.
So you want me to go through the first date ones, or do we need some guys on the phone first?
Sean's lining them up right now because we're on the delay.
Bert and I can handle a couple, yeah.
I was going to say, you guys are guys, right?
We're guys.
It used to be one.
I thought so. Carl's in here. Carl can help us answer him.
Before I started eating that Activa every day, I was a guy. Before I started shaving my arms every day, I was a guy.
Dude, using stop. Stacey's smell good soaps.
Shh. Before I was loofahing. Exfoliating in the shower.
Before he ran the Weiss kitten rescue in his basement.
All right, apparently you guys run these questions through your head when you're on a first date. First one says, what's she like in bed? And if I don't get laid tonight, will this end early enough for me to meet up with my friends?
Yes.
Yes, that is true. I don't know why somebody would want to be on the voice disguiser for this.
Huh?
Hey, John, why do you want to be on the voice disguiser for this?
Work phone.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right, so the first question Jen asks, and she's trying to get guys to either confirm or deny if these are true out of Cosmo.
Mm-hmm.
All right, come on.
What is she like in bed? If I don't get laid tonight, will this end early enough for me to meet up with my friends?
True or not?
True. Maybe not the friends part, but yeah, what's she like in bed? Absolutely.
Second question on the list. Will I get laid tonight?
No, that's not the first. That's not the first thing pops in our head.
That's not the first?
Yeah, I don't know. For me, it's always sort of back there.
Yep. Okay. Hold on. Let me address your voice disguiser more appropriately. Okay, go ahead.
Is that a super ultra Wonder Bra, or are her breasts that incredible? Is that going through your mind?
Wouldn't I like to know. Are they that incredible?
So that is a good question. That's one that you ask yourself. Okay, does she think I'm funny?
Yeah, I'd ask myself that.
Yeah, I think so, probably. Hold on, let me get Matt in on this, too. Hey, Matt.
Hey. How are you guys?
Good.
Hey.
One of Jen's questions was, if a woman's breasts look that good, this is the question that we're asking in our minds.
Or is it a Wonder Bra?
Or is it a Wonder Bra?
The first is, the woman's breasts look that good, and I want to get into it.
So, yeah, you're sort of asking yourself the question.
Okay.
Right.
Are you guys asking yourself, does she always wear this much makeup?
If she wears too much, absolutely. I mean, some women, okay, get on. We want to see what she really looks like.
How about you, Matt?
Well, I don't usually like women to wear too much makeup because then it can hide the flaws, and you kind of want to see the flaws.
If they have that line, I don't even know what that stuff is that you guys
just
wear around your jawline
line
right
a
there.
Foundation
that's
line.
Too much makeup.
If you can see that foundation line right there, to me, that's like instant turn off right there.
That's good. No, blend, ladies, blend.
Yeah, okay. If you got to go down that far, just to take that all the way down below your waist.
Right.
Like down your neck.
Right to the ankles.
So another question you guys ask yourselves on a first date, are lulls in the conversation first date awkwardness, or are they a sign she has nothing to say? Are you debating that in your mind?
Yeah, nothing to say.
Yeah, I got nothing to say.
You'll know if you have instant chemistry, if it's going to work out or not. If there's lulls in there and you're looking for stuff to say, not a good sign.
Yeah, I wouldn't agree with that. I'd say if there's lulls in the conversation, it's at least for me, it was a sure sign. Couldn't have been me, that it had to be like she just didn't have anything to say.
Okay.
There was no inner debate there.
Okay, the next...
Because either, like, the guy is a good conversationalist or not.
Right.
And there have been dates probably that we've all been on where you are just trying and trying and trying, and if there are lulls, you're probably talking too much because she's not saying anything.
Gotcha. Okay, so far Cosmo is right on about these questions that are running through your head. Now, this is the section of before getting serious with a girl. Do you ask yourself these questions? Am I really willing to give up on other potentials for her?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because once you're taking yourself off the market, that's it. I mean, this is the one you got to stick with, and there's nothing else you can do about it until it's over.
You ask yourself that question, Matt. When you're out, do you say, okay, is she so good that I'm not going out with anybody else?
Well, I mean, it depends on where you are in your dating life. I mean, if you're just out there trying to play the field, you know, you're just dating. I mean, I don't know if you're out there trying to find a potential partner.
But for me,
it's just if I'm out dating, I mean, I just want to, you know, date. I'm not really looking for a serious, you know, person.
Okay. Do you ask yourself, would I be proud to introduce her to my folks? This is before getting serious with somebody. So say you're about to get exclusive with them.
Absolutely. I brought a woman home one day with tattoos all up and down her arms, and not a good sign for mama.
Well, I mean, I, can bring anybody home to my parents, and they really don't care, you know, as long as we're happy, we're having fun, whatever, you know.
I wasn't thinking that on the first date. Like, my first date or the first dates, if I had to be totally honest with you, I wasn't already ahead of the game thinking, is this somebody I want to hang out with for a long period of time or introduce my parents to? To me, it was all about sex.
Right. Exactly, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's just, you know, just out having fun. You know, if you get lucky, you get lucky. If not, well, then you move on to the next one.
See, this is the part.
It depends,
if this
I think,
list
what
was,
part you're in your life.
If this list is written by a girl, this is the part where they start to overthink it. Like, in the beginning, the first couple questions, am I going to see the boobs?
Right.
Like, that's pretty...
But this is the stage accurate, of the relationship, right? After you've been on, say, 10 dates. And 10 you're dates? Talking about becoming, like, you know, exclusive status. You're not going to date anybody else anymore.
Then, yes, I would agree to that.
Okay. So, another one that you would ask yourself, would I have fun if I took a long vacation with her? At that stage in the game, are you asking yourself that question?
John?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Because you don't want to go, like, on a snow ski trip or out to the beach or something like that with somebody who's just going to bum you out and just whine all the time. I want to go out, get my drink on, have a good time, and not have any worries.
How about you, Matt?
Well, I think after 10 dates, you would know whether or not you want to spend another day with that person. With that, you know, I mean, you don't want to take on a vacation and ruin your vacation. I mean,
so you think you'd already have asked that question to yourself?
You wouldn't be you wouldn't be on 10 dates unless you were...
Unless you were into each other, right.
Gotcha. And then this is another thing you'd ask yourself. Well, I think her charming quirks are actually annoying pathology in 6 months.
Oh, if you're asking yourself that, you already answered the question.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.